You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall site on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. What an interesting week it's been around the world with lots of events happening and wars are still happening, unfortunately, and hopefully there might be a breakthrough soon. That was what I heard this morning before I came on air. So hopefully we're one step closer to resolving at least one world, you know, one war in the world at the moment. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week is a really interesting card because it's the card of work. It's the card of paid work. Now, look, many of us like, you know, go to work and we get paid and we sort of think that that's great. And it is great, but it's also for those people that aren't working or going to work and doing paid work. It's working on something that gives you pleasure. It's something that really needs your focus, your attention. So when I see this card, even though it relates to work and paid work, I also look at this card as being we need to work on areas of our lives that are going to take a bit of effort. It's not something that's going to happen quickly or easily. It's something that we need to put that constant effort into to get the results and the rewards that we're hoping for and anticipating that we should receive. You know, not always do we get the rewards that we hope for. You know, sometimes it falls short of the mark and sometimes it exceeds our expectations. But this is a card of diligence, working hard, and the results will come. It's, you know, it's time to roll your sleeves up and really sort of put that extra effort into to making things in your life a reality. So remember, work or paid work or working hard on something in your life that you really need to be sort of focusing on at the moment. There's a lot of people around the world that I'm sure got lots of things that they're working on at the moment. And sometimes it might be something that gives you great pleasure too, that you're working on a hobby or a project that you've been working on for some time. And this is the final push that's needed to get that across the line. So if you've been working hard on stuff, keep continuing to do so. So this week astrologically, yes, as every week, as I say, it's a busy week astrologically. The sun is still in Leo at the moment, so happy birthday to all the Leos. For the rest of us mere mortals who can't live up to that Leo sort of magic, I think we need to sort of, you know, put a little bit of spring in our step and sort of, you know, get titivated up and put our best foot forward and go out and show the world what we're made of. Because the Leo energy is about strutting your stuff, is showing people what you're made of, what you're capable of. And I really like the Leo energy because it encourages people to sort of really sort of shine, you know, to bring out all their best attributes and sometimes their not so good attributes out to the world to see and sort of judge and sort of say, yes, wow, I like that, or no, I don't like that so much. So it's a really important time. So again, happy birthday to all the Leos. So at the moment we have Jupiter, the planet of luck and opportunity, is conjunct or holding hands the sun in Leo. So this is going to be affecting the fire signs particularly, which is Leo, Sagittarius and Aries, and the opposite sign of Aquarius. Now, with Jupiter here, doesn't always mean we're always going to have a windfall of money, but Jupiter here is asking you to expand out your horizons, to look at opportunities that could present themselves to you, that you have opportunities here to shine, but you also have opportunities to bring some positive changes into your life. You know, it's a time of expansion, opportunity. You know, it may be the time that you're looking for a new job or you might be starting a new business. If that's the case, do it with gusto, do it with great determination, do it with that real Leo energy that says to you, I can show you that I am the best, that I can really strut my stuff, I can really impress you with what I'm about to do. And Leos do like to do things on a grand scale. And usually, you know, we tend to associate things like goals with Leos, you know, wanting to go out there and be sparkly and alive and, you know, showing off your jewels and your gold and your wealth. And that's not always the case. I mean, you know, you can still get a million-dollar look for a you know, a pittance price tag. So, you know, sometimes it's about knowing where to spend your money too, and particularly if you're out to impress, it's not always the most expensive outfit, but it's how it's put together that makes the impression on the person, and how your body language is, and do you engage with them in your eyes and things like this. You know, these are all important avenues that you need to be sort of very aware of. So if you're going out to make some major changes in the world and you've got to strut your stuff and you're one of those four signs that I spoke about, terrific. You know, make sure you put your best foot forward. For the rest of us, we have Mars is sitting, the planet of action is sitting in Gemini. So this is going to be affecting mainly the air signs. So Mars is asking you to get up off the couch, do something different, think about things in a different sort of way. And because it's in Gemini, it's asking you to sort of look at more towards your local environment. Is there something that you can get off the ground that's got a local sort of feel versus a long distance sort of feel? Because that's where your greatest success will come from, is putting your energy into your local projects or putting the energy into yourself. So this is going to be affecting the air signs, which is Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra, of course, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to forget Libras. I just had a little mental lapse there of not sure which sign to sort of mention, but Librans are very, very important. And I know there's a lot of Librian people at the moment have really been getting up off the couch and bringing in some new projects or exploring their local environment. Sort of, you know, a lot of Librans I've been working with lately are looking for new jobs or looking to sort of enhance or expand the job or the job opportunity that they've got, and they're really sort of being quite focused on that very close local environment, trying to make sure that they're putting their best foot forward. So good luck to everybody that might be looking for a job. We have Venus, the planet of love and affection, is sitting in Virgo. Now, when Venus is sitting in Virgo, it really doesn't matter what your star sign is. It's asking you to behave a little bit like a Virgo. Now, Venus in Virgo to me would be being very, very critical. We would be looking for somebody that's grounded, that's got their feet on the ground, somebody that, you know, maybe a tiny little bit slower than what we're used to, because they stop and they think and they analyze and they look at the situation before proceeding forward. They're not one of the signs that really sort of does things in a hurry. They like to sort of be very sure-footed before they make a change or a choice in their life. They don't do things by half measures. When they commit, they fully commit, and it's something that they really sort of enjoy doing. So for anybody that's looking for love, and it doesn't matter what your star sign is, maybe be a little bit more critical this time round. You know, there's reasons why previous relationships haven't worked, and, you know, it's not always the other person's fault. You know, you have to take responsibility for it yourself as well. But what Venus is asking you to do here is put them under the microscope a little bit. Don't just get caught up in the excitement of, oh, wow, I've met somebody new and aren't they fantastic. Take the rose-coloured glasses off and have a really good, long, strong, hard look at what does this person bring into my life. Are they really the right sort of person that I want to invest time and energy into getting to know people? I think it's really difficult this day and age with, you know, so many choices as far as dating apps and opportunities like that to meet people online. We've forgotten the art of communication. We've forgotten the art of, you know, meeting somebody, glancing across a room and your eyes lock and you sort of all of a sudden there's this amazing power or energy or infatuation, whatever label you want to put on it, and all of a sudden you feel butterflies in your tummy and things like this, and you sort of say, oh wow, I'd really like to get to know that person or get to meet that person. We lose that with, you know, screen technology and things like that, and go and swipe, 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 you know, look at a photo, we don't particularly like them, so we move on to the next one. And maybe sometimes that's a disservice, because there really isn't a lot of energy coming through our screen as far as what that person might be like. Call me old-fashioned, but I still believe in the power of, you know, boy meets girl and the magic happens and in real life, and you get the opportunity to sort of get a feel of what that person's like. You know, if you glance across the room and somebody's got their eyes on you and you feel really uncomfortable, you're not going to have a conversation with them, are you? You know, so we're on a screen. Somebody could tell you anything that they think that you want to hear, and you're not necessarily able to sort of judge it in the same way, because you have to trust in what they've told you as being the truth, and you have to trust in that that's a real photo of them, or it's not been photoshopped or something like that. So there's a lot of variables. So there's a lot to be said for maybe getting out and about and sort of, you know, living your life that way, and with the hopes then of meeting somebody that way in a really positive sort of dynamic sort of way. You know, get out, join a few clubs, take up some hobbies, go to a concert, go to something that, you know, might be free in the park by your local government or your local council, and sort of start living your life instead of sort of sitting there on a device trying to find the love of your life. Maybe be a little bit more critical and get out there, be a little bit more like a Virgo. We have Chiron, which is not a planet, but which is known as the wounded healer, has moved into Taurus. Now, Chiron in Taurus is going to be there for a number of years, and it's going to mainly affect the earth signs, and particularly Tauruses, or anybody that has a Taurus rising or ascendant. It's going to be a time where you really need to focus on healing yourself. Chiron is the wounded healer. There's healing that needs to happen, and healing isn't always on a physical level. It can be on an emotional level. It can be on a soul level. Healing comes in many forms, and it doesn't mean that you've necessarily, you know, broken your leg and it's got to heal. Healing might be something that on an emotional level that goes way back to childhood or even to a past life that needs to be brought to the surface now and sort of examined and looked at and healed and sort of let go of, and sort of not so much feel sorry for yourself, but allow yourself that time to sit in that energy and say, I can have the luxury of time of healing myself properly. Not just sort of saying, as I know many people say, oh, I've dealt with that, I've let go of it, you know, it's gone. Well, no, it's not quite that simple. We have to heal ourselves on many different levels, and the physical is just one of them. There's an emotional level, there's the soul level, there's many different levels of healing. So if you are a Taurus, or you are an earth sign, which is Taurus, Virgo and Capricorn, and the opposite sign of Scorpio, be aware this next few years, and it'll come in waves, where there's times where you're really sort of regurgitating the past and looking at things that you think, why on earth am I thinking something like that? It's part of the healing process, because we've got to let go of these emotions. We've got to let go of these things that we stored in the hard drive of our brain, to be able to release the emotions that are attached to it, which could very well be part of the physical healing if you have a physical ailment or an illness or whatever that needs to be healed. And it can't be healed unless we heal on every level. And quite often it's locking away those emotions of things that have happened to us or what people did or said to us that we lock away and keep it for a rainy day. Don't know why, but we do. And that then becomes the opportunity for sort of imbalances to happen in our lives and, you know, sicknesses to happen and things like that. So, you know, look, there's many different belief systems on why we get ill. I believe that, you know, genetics plays a big role in that. But I also believe in how we balance our emotions and how we deal with the things that happen in our lives, and what we choose to lock away and what we choose to process also plays a big part. There's nobody that perfectly gets it 100% right, no one. And it doesn't matter how much knowledge you've got, it doesn't necessarily make you perfect. It helps you. It may give you a little bit of a leg up that someone else doesn't have that doesn't have the same knowledge, but it doesn't make you elite and make you that you don't suffer anything like anybody else or don't ever get sick. It just means you have some more tools in your toolkit. We have Uranus, the planet of the unusual and unexpected, is sitting in Gemini at the moment. Now, Uranus here is going to sort of start to bring things into our lives, particularly if you're an air sign, in a very sudden, deliberate, definite way. It's like a bolt of lightning striking the ground. So if you've been looking for some changes in your life and you're an air sign, which is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius, now is the time to be very, very careful what you voice. Don't sort of send out something in your voice or written down if you don't really want it to happen. Be very, very careful of what you're saying, because Uranus is listening. And if you say, I hate my job, I hate my job, Uranus will take the job away from you. So be very, very careful of that. That's where we're going to wrap up the astrology section for this week. We're going to talk with Scarlett in Youngwood in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Scarlett?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Scarlett, do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
Um, I have a question. Like, is it anything I can ask you?
Yeah, sure, within reason. Yes, of course.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm like new to this, so I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. Take your time, sweetie.
So my question that I have for you and stuff, like, do you see something like in the future with like my love life? Because I'm like separated right now.
Okay. Well, that's always a difficult time when you're separated and going through those changes in your life and sort of, you know, you wouldn't be human if you didn't question, have I made the right decision? You know, deep down in your heart and your soul and your tummy that you have, but you still question that. And that's very healthy, because if we didn't question that, then I'd be questioning you at why are you not looking at this from every sort of angle to make sure that this is the right decision and this is exactly what you want. And, you know, there'll be other people that'll chime in and say, oh, you should have done this or you should have done that. But at the end of the day, this is your life, Scarlett, and it's your decision and it's your journey that you're going through, that you're sort of, you know, going through the letting go process and the understanding of why the relationship didn't work. And it's not necessarily about laying blame at the other person's feet. It always takes two. And there's always things that we possibly could have done better or differently that might have given us a different result. But at the end of the day, this is where we are. And the reasons why I'm talking about this is I want you to sort of turn around and say to yourself, well, look, I own the parts that I did, but I don't have to agree with the parts that brought us to a separation either, you know, as far as they were intolerable to me. And these are my now new boundaries of what I'm looking for in a new relationship. Those things are not negotiable. I don't want those again. It's interesting because they are showing me that there is a number of endings and changes coming up for you. And one of them is the finality of this relationship. It's not just going to be a separation. It is going to be final. That's it. It's gone. It's time to move on. You've got opportunities here to go dating, but I'm say to you, it's not sort of as if you're being too fussy, and I don't want you to think that. It's like, unless somebody really appeals to you, there's no need to go out with somebody just because they've asked you, just to be polite. It has to be, there has to be some magic there. There has to be some reason why you want to go out and you want to get to know this person.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
The person that I'm separated with right now, do you think that him and I will be back together in the future?
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's what I said to you. I feel that it's coming to an end. It's, you know, it's not anybody's fault. It's just the two of you both want and need different things out of the relationship. As much as, you know, you might hope for a reconciliation there, and I'm not saying the other person hasn't thought that too, but to try and bring you two back together again, I think is almost impossible, because both of you would be giving up things or bending to be something that you're not. And it's, you know, it's a hard process when you get to this point where, you know, you're separated and you're questioning whether or not, you know, I could have done more or they could have done more, and you sort of go through all these deep emotions. So for the moment, I don't think you're ready to move into another relationship. I still think there's a lot of healing to be done around this current situation. So has there been any discussions between you and this person about what actually went wrong in the relationship?
I mean, yeah, I mean, him and I have thought about like getting back together, but it's just kind of like up in the air. Like, we see each other here and there and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it just kind of shocks me that, like, when you said that, because I've been dealing with like other psychics too that are like on TikTok and stuff that they've all said like yes and stuff. So, like, when you're telling me no, it just kind of like shocks me.
So. Well, because I feel that the two of you, you could sit down and you can have discussions about it, but there's still no resolutions. You know, he's not going to change, you're not going to change. So therefore, there's reasons why you got to this point where you've separated. It wasn't because the relationship was flourishing. You know, look, I've been doing this a very, very long time, and I'm usually not wrong. And what I saw was, it was like we could get so far to come back together and then it would blow apart again. So, you know, it's entirely up to you two. I mean, I hope that I'm wrong and everybody else is right. But what I saw was a definite ending there. There was a definite change, and I could see the early part of next year, you were going to be dating someone else. But, you know, you'll have opportunities before that where people will ask you out, but you're not ready, or they don't appeal to you. And I'm not saying that you're right or your previous partner was wrong. I just think it was a wrong connection. I think there's too many things there that both of you would have to sacrifice, and it would never quite be right. So anyway, Scarlett, that's where we're going to leave it. I wish you well in the future. We're going to talk with Tammy now in Abbotsford in British Columbia, Canada. Are you there, Tammy?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, Tammy?
Yeah, I guess just wanted to talk about finances.
Sure. So what's your question, sweetie?
Yeah, just like, do you see any extra work coming, like any extra hours coming mm-hmm. from work? I am on acreage mm-hmm. and I am looking at doing some other stuff on the side. Do you see anything productive mm-hmm. from that?
Okay. First thing I'm getting is, yes, there's going to be a definite improvement in finances. But the thing is, even with extra money coming in, you don't sort of really feel as if you're getting on top of things. You know what I mean? Extra $50 comes in and you disperse that over here and a bit over there and you think, oh, that's gone. And then it's sort of like I'm waiting for the next extra thing to come in to sort of try and get on top of it. Look, it's not that you're a bad money manager. I want to be very clear on that. I think this has been a very expensive year for you, where you had things that came in that you weren't budgeting for, you weren't expecting, and this is sort of like, you know, you haven't been able to get enough to come in to go back out to sort of say I'm balancing the books. Things will start to change from September, which is good. I mean, I'd love to say by the end of September, you're on top of everything, but that would be a little bit too sudden. But I want you to keep looking at, you know, if an extra bit of money comes in and you can pay that off something, sit down and say to yourself, well done. You know, I want you to keep reaffirming with yourself that you're making progress, even though we haven't got to the bottom of the pile yet, but we're making progress, and that will help your soul sort of feel as if we are making progress and sort of, you know, attract more money towards you. I think there's going to be another opportunity coming in September that's not another full-time job, but it's going to be regular money that you could add to top up the weekly income. And that's good. Yes, it's going to require a bit of effort. It's going to require a bit of juggling, but it's certainly worth it, because I think doing that for 6 months would really see your finances really well and truly improve, almost to the point that you could breathe again and say, oh, good, I can now look at, do I let go of some of these extra jobs that I'm doing or extra income streams that I'm doing and just focus on living and my day job? And that's a good position to be in. But I think you'll hang on to it for a little bit longer than that, because I can see you wanting to get a bit of money behind you in the bank to sort of just look at it and admire it and say, oh, wow, I've got so much money in the bank. Isn't that great? And sometimes we need to be able to physically see that it makes us feel like, well, yes, it was worth the hard effort. Are you moving house too? Because they keep showing me a question mark around where you're living, Tammy.
No, I'm on acreage and I'm like redoing everything, like my water feature, trying to figure out like getting my horse set up for breeding, just that kind of stuff, looking at maybe raising quail, sheep. I have a new flock of sheep coming and I'm just kind of looking at what my options are and if I'm looking at
No, I don't feel that there's any more struggles. I mean, I think you're being guided at what you need to do. So, you know, bringing in livestock, is that going to be part of your plan to sort of bring in extra income into the family budget?
Yeah,
good. I want to see you sort of continue on with that, because to me, yes, I know it's hard work, but it puts a smile on your face at the same time. It's like I enjoy being out there with the animals. You know, like it doesn't feel like work, you know, it's something that's pleasurable.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's going to give you an income as well. Look, I'm going to stick my neck out here
it's
and
more
say
rewarding
inside
than
your...
dating.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm
definitely
going to say to you inside.
More rewarding than dating.
Absolutely. But I'm going to say inside 2 years, I think you're going to have a major decision to make at whether or not working the land is going to become your full-time income.
Okay.
But I'm saying about 2 years from now. So it's not next week, but I think that there's going to be an opportunity there to sort of say, well, am I ready to take that leap of faith and just make this my full-time income, or do I hang on a little bit longer? But it's good. It's good to be in that position to be able to sort of make that choice that, you know, that I can turn around and I can do something that I'm really passionate about and something that I enjoy. And, you know, you might think at the moment, well, I haven't got enough land to even, you know, dream of doing that. Let's just leave it up to the universe, because that's what they were showing me, that there was going to be a choice in about 2 years' time at whether or not you walk away from day work, as we know it, and just focus fully on the land. And that'll be a nice position to be in.
Yes. Yes, it would. So that's good. So I'm on the right track then.
Absolutely on the right track. And look, there'll be days there where you question it. You know, some days when it's raining and you got to go out and it's wet and cold and you think, oh, I'd rather much rather stay in where it's warm. But, you know, that's only for a couple of minutes and then you sort of, you know, you're back into it again. But, no, you're definitely on the right track. And this is something I think that you were born to do. It's not just something that you woke up one day and thought this is a great hobby. This is in your soul. This is what you were meant to do. And perfect. That's good. So that's where we're going to leave it, Tammy. But, you know, you've got a really good opportunity ahead of you with what's happening. And, you know, you really do relate to the animals. And I think that's the most important thing. You're a little bit like Dr. Doolittle. You can talk to the animals and they talk back to you and you understand what they're going through or what their needs are or what needs changing. But that's a real special gift. And I wasn't saying that just to make you smile. That was truly what I could see, that you have this special bond with the animals. And that's something that, you know, you can't teach that in a textbook. It's something that you're born with. So you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
So you might, you might be able to write some books or do some TikTok videos or something on how to talk to your sheep.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Tammy. Anyway, that's where we're leaving, Tammy. It's always interesting when you see people are sort of making changes in their lives and sort of question whether or not it's the right thing. And sometimes it's hard to know what's right and what is just a wishful thinking situation. Like Tammy, she's questioning whether or not she's doing the right thing, but she knows in the pit of her stomach that this is the right thing to do. And as far as Scarlett's concerned, I mean, it was very sad that, you know, I picked up that the relationship wasn't going to work for her. But look, you know, we all have different ways of reading. So this week I want to leave you with a song that's an oldie but a goodie. And even though these three young men spent many, many years in Australia and we claim them as our own and we have statues, you know, about half an hour up the road from me, it's the Bee Gees and How Deep Is Your Love. And I think it's a beautiful song. It's a lovely song with beautiful harmonies, and it always invokes a smile, you know, when I hear that song about how deep is your love. Do you truly love that person? If so, then you've got to put that extra effort in and try and make the relationship work. But, you know, it's also too, sometimes relationships aren't meant to be. So we have to know when to walk away and we have to know when to sort of really put that extra effort in and try and make it work. So until next week, enjoy the Bee Gees and How Deep Is Your Love.